You're tuned to Deadly Choices Radio with your host, Lizzie Orley.
You're listening to Deadly Choices Radio on 98.9 FM for the best country. I'd like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land and our elders past, present and arising. And also, I'd like to welcome you back for another episode of Deadly Choices Radio, our half-hour show dedicated toward mob making deadly choices. So remember, making deadly choices is all about eating healthy, remaining active in body and mind, ensuring you keep up to date with your 715 health checks, resisting the temptation to take up smoking, or taking the right steps to quit smoking for you and your family. In the studio today, we're joined by a seasoned guest, Patrick Johnson. I hope you don't mind that title, Patrick. former Olympian sprinter and Deadly Choices ambassador. PJ, I know we've caught you on a busy day, so thanks so much for taking the time to yarn with us.
Always a pleasure, especially for 98.9 FM for the best country.
Lovely. Hey, so can you please tell us your mob and role at Deadly Choices and RUIH?
Yeah, my mob is a Kungi mob from far north Queensland to a little place called Lockhart River. And a lot of my family moved down to a little place called Yarri, which is Yarrabah, just outside Cairns. So my role is I'm one of the Cowan DC program officers down here on the Gold Coast. So I support the schools and deliver the educational program and also the tobacco program in the schools here. And I'm also an IUE ambassador, which are really all about empowering our mob to make healthier choices for themselves and also for the family, you know, sort of eat healthy, exercise, and of course, hopefully quit smoking.
And hey, you know, you're not an ambassador for no reason. You have broken a couple of records and have quite a story behind you. Can you tell us, just before we get into it, a little bit about your story? So I guess, you know, the records you've broken and how you've gotten to where you are from then to now.
Yeah, I mean, initially I lived on a boat in Queensland with Sundays for 17 years. So I didn't do any athletics or any running. I did probably more swimming. At the age of 24, I was able to, when I was at university at ANU, do a university games, and I won it with 2 weeks training, around about 10:40. And of course, I decided to pursue the sport of track and field, which I didn't know anything about, but I thought it was a challenge. And at the age of 30, I was able to be the first person of non-African descent to break the 10-second barrier. I ran a time of 9.93 seconds. And, of course, I was the fastest in this country and also in Oceania. So just proud to be able to represent my mob, but also Australia, to prove a point that this country's got so much talent. And if I can do it from where I've come from and my background, then anything's possible.
Yeah, that's it. And I believe we can read a little bit about your story too in Anita Heiss's Growing Up Aboriginal in Australia. I know you've got a chapter in there yourself, so which is pretty deadly. So, okay, let's kick off today's show by looking back at last week. So that was the World No Tobacco Day, as well as the Brisbane's Long Walk and the Deadly Maroons launch. So you were there, PJ, at YBB's Capalabar Clinic last Friday for World No Tobacco Day. So how was the day?
Yeah, it was a great day. It's just a good sense where everyone comes together just to really sort of say, look, let's have a look at what this day is about. And of course, it's only one day, but it's really promotion about stop smoking or being aware of more of the understanding, you know, what's in smokes. And there at YBB, we had a tobacco stall, which is all the information. You're able to sign pledges and surveys, which sort of says, look, let's make your home smoke-free. Let's make your house smoke-free. Let's make your car smoke-free. So it's really getting our mob to understand that smoking itself, you know, the cause and effects of that. And we had a little barbecue, which was great because everyone loves to come around for a feed, but it's really promoting the whole issue around that smoking's bad for you. And we're not saying go cold turkey, but we're saying, look, be aware that, you know, there's chemicals in smokes that, you know, I mean, most people don't know there's about 7,000 chemicals that could be in a cigarette. And it's really scary to think, you know, there's paint stripper, there's all these sort of chemicals, petrol, you know, rat poisoning. But people don't know about it because even when I was growing up, I wasn't aware of it. But, you know, I've always been healthy. But this World No Tobacco Day just showed that, well, let's get a bit of information out there for our mob to be empowered, because then they make the right decisions for themselves and their family. And also we had legend Chris Walker there from the Queensland Origin team just come down and actually show off the new health check shirts, which is, of course, the Deadly Maroons health check shirts, which, of course, is a 715. If you ever get down to the local AMSs or the Aboriginal Medical Service, get your health check in, of course, you know, you get the the limited edition of the Deadly Maroon shirt.
You know what? I haven't been for my health check yet, so I might just go and do that because I think I need one. And with, you know, the Origin on tonight, definitely. How was the turnout overall? I know you guys had a lot of activities there that the clinic put on. How was the turnout overall? And was the community really getting involved and taking in the main message of World No Tobacco Day?
Yeah, they did. And I think it was great to see. I mean, I was able to catch up with some people when I went to uni in the 90s, which basically said, yeah, we'll come along and catch up and have a yarn. So, and, you know, one of the gentlemen does smoke and he said, look, I probably haven't had that chance where I've contemplated it, but I've never actually taken the action and prepared to stop smoking. And I think these days that we have with the World No Tobacco Day, but through our tobacco stores, which basically every DC officer across Southeast Queensland actually do tobacco stores or should do, because they're actually promoting, well, let's say no to smoking, because the cause and effects, you know, it's really damaging to our health, but everyone else's. So really it was a great sense where, you know, we might have about 20 to 30 people there just, you know, getting together, but just having a quick yarn, because it is that's when you're having a yarn to people, it's really when you get people to understand, you know, that they make the decisions. And if they get the right information, they can make the right decisions for themselves and their family.
Yeah, absolutely. That's it. So World No Tobacco Day is only the one day a year. So beyond that, how is Deadly Choices trying to change our mob's attitude around smoking?
Yeah, we have it for all the events. Any Deadly Choice events, it's all smoke-free. And we also have tobacco stores, which are in the clinics, in the schools, in different areas. So we're really promoting the fact that get the information, know about the cause and effects of smoking, and say no to smoking, because at the end of the day, it's going to damage our health and our family's health. And we need to be more empowered, and that's what we do for the Deadly Choices program, is to really make sure that we empower our mob to say, look, I've got the right information now. I'm going to make that choice to maybe go and have a yarn to my local AMS, might have a yarn to Quitline, might have a yarn to Tobacco Champions, which are in the clinics themselves, to say, look, I don't know about this, but can I just talk to people about what are some of the support around if I don't want to smoke? And I think it's not always about cold turkey, but it's about, hey, there are steps and support mechanism in place for you to say, look, be healthier, be better, and stop smoking.
Going smoke-free is a deadly choice. And look, you can get support from your local AMS. They're there to help support you, not judge you. So I know our other DC ambassadors were heavily involved too. You had Steve Renoff in Rocky, Rhonda Purcell there at our Wynnum Clinic, Brandon Wakeling at Deception Bay, Bo De La Cruz out at Browns Plains, and the list goes on. But Eggs Woolloongabba Clinic even got a special visit from our partners with Brisbane Lions player Alan Christensen and Charlie Cameron, as well as Hawthorn Hawks player Jarman Impey. Our own Nathan Talsmar, Butchalafulla, had the chance to sit down with Jarman and ask him about his own deadly choices. Take a listen.
Thanks for being here. To kick off the interview, who's your mob?
Yeah, my mob is the Yorta Yorta mob down Shepparton region, where I was born, a little town called Shepparton. My totem is a long-necked turtle, so they're my mob, so I'm a proud Aboriginal man. Yeah, so I'm Jarman Impey, originally from Shepparton, Victoria, grew up there.
We'd love to hear about you, how you got involved with the AFL. Could you discuss your personal sporting journey?
Yeah, so for me, it just started out primary school, just playing with friends, and obviously that led to high school as well, just playing with my close friends and getting picked to play in representative sides. So for me, that was majority of my time being at the Murray Bush Rangers, which is a TAC Cup regional league in Victoria, and pretty much from there got to play representative state football and was lucky enough to get my name read out in the draft to Port Adelaide.
We're coming up to the Sir Doug Nicholas round. What is the Hawks' Indigenous
Guernsey
like this year?
For us, the Sir Doug Nicholas round, the Guernsey is made from Cyril's design and his auntie's design as well. Pretty important for us to represent our culture in that round, and everyone gets really excited, and it's time that we can be on display and give everyone a bit of education about us as people as well.
Does this design have significance for you?
It does, actually. This year we have our mob written on the back. So obviously I'm the Yorta Yorta man, and on the back of my Guernsey, it says Yorta Yorta, and for the other boys that are playing, it's also got their tribe name there as well. So I think that's pretty cool and, yeah, pretty awesome.
Yeah, nice one. What do you think is the value of an AFL Indigenous round?
I think just representing where we're from, our culture, and giving education to the wider nation of what we believe in and celebrate our culture as well with Indigenous Guernseys and artwork, and also artwork on your football boots and things like this, just getting amongst it that round and being on display.
The Hawks are sitting at an even 5 wins to 5 losses at the moment. What are your thoughts on the club's season so far? Are you confident for the upcoming games?
Yeah, very confident for the upcoming games. I think the games that we have lost have been under a goal. So if you flip them around and we won those, we'd be sitting comfortably in the top eight. Obviously, we have to work on a few things just like everyone else.
What does being a Deadly Choices ambassador on behalf of the Hawks mean for you personally?
Trying to be role models and make a healthy choice, and we do make healthy choices. So it's about being a role model for myself and making the right choices so the people below us can look up to us and make a deadly choice as well.
What would be a deadly choice that you've done or you're aiming to do?
Yeah, for me it's just food is a big thing. Fuel, to get your body right and the right fuel into my body to make it recover well, to make it perform, to make myself perform at my best. So I think make you perform and also think as well. So it's something that I definitely need, and I think a lot of athletes need as well. So healthy eating is probably my deadly choice.
Thanks for your time. It's been great chatting with you.
Cheers, thank you.
Deadly to hear all about Jarman's journey. Now, the boys were actually at the clinic ahead of the Lions vs Hawks game last Saturday, which followed the Brisbane Long Walk held at the Wheel of Brisbane and Southbank. PJ, you were also there. How was the arvo?
Yeah, it's really an empowering afternoon. I mean, it started at the Brisbane Wheel around about 4 o'clock, and where registrations come along for the long walk. But, you know, with DC and the partnership that we've had, I mean, it's just a strong, empowering sort of partnership, even with the Brisbane Lions and even with the Hawks. It just showcases that we need to be together on this. And I think with the sense that we had over that afternoon, I mean, even for myself just being there and being one of the ambassadors, I was really empowered because we both had Indigenous and non-Indigenous people together to walk, to say no to racism. And I think that's in a key thing with DC as well. We're all about changing stigma. We're all about our mob being empowered to get their health checks, but also, you know, be better for themselves. And I think the Michael Long walk was basically saying, look, we need to stand up for no to racism, but we need to do it together. And I think this is that where the partnerships are crucial for us to be talking the same language, so to speak, and walking the same walk.
Now, did you sprint it or did you walk it?
I walked it, but I walked it pretty quick. So it was sort of interesting because everyone slowed down a bit. And, you know, of course, Nova, you know, is sort of my sister and I'm godfather to her son. And she's like, just slow down a little bit. I'm like, I'm just walking casually here. But like anything, I'm used to, you know, always walking fast. But, you know, it's all about the message behind this. And it's really crucial because we had, you know, non-Indigenous people walking with us, because it's not about just an Indigenous issue here. It's about Australian issue and it's a world issue.
That's it.
And we've got to get people educated to say, look, you know, what may happen in previous years in the locker room or just in passing as a joke is not acceptable. And it's that education that we've created, you know, not only through the second year we've had here in Brisbane was the long walk with DC. It was really saying, look, we need to all take accountability for this. We need to make sure that everyone's accountable for their actions and what they say and what they're doing. I think part of this promotion, but part of this reality was seen through the walk. And it is a sense that sport, as we both know, that it's a real powerful tool when it changes attitudes and stigma. And both, you know, the long walk and Deadly Choices does that because sport is the driver of change in culture.
So there were a lot of deadly guests involved this year. You did mention Nova Paris. You did walk alongside her, and as well as AFL legends Ash McGrath and Chris Johnson. So what I was going to ask is, what was that community spirit there really like? Can we delve into that a little bit? Because you said it was, you know, the wider community were there walking with mob.
Yeah, and it was a sense where you're not walking alone, where, you know, if you're standing up, especially for Indigenous rights, a lot of times, you know, you had the Michael Long or you had the Nikki Winmar or you had the Adam Goods, and, you know, they're not alone, but it's hard sometimes because, you know, you don't see that sometimes, even in our everyday, you know, if you're standing up for something, it's great to not only get support from your brothers and sisters, but it's also people of non-Indigenous that will actually stand by you and say, well, hang on, this is wrong. I don't care what, you know, religion, culture, colour you are. I actually see this as wrong. And I think we need to have that in this country that we have. We've got to walk together. And I think the whole long walk is about that. We walk together. And with the Deadly Choices program, it's basically saying, well, when you're walking, of course you're making a healthy choice, but it's all the education behind that. And I think that's where we are creating that empowerment, which is changing people's lives. Because for me personally, to have that walk is not about just walking. It is that sense of pride, but a sense that a collective here, there's a movement happening that's going to change people, where they start to educate. They actually start understanding that what they say and what they do could be wrong. So they're educating themselves in a way that effectively changes people's lives and changes us around them. And we're Australians, and we break up, we're so multicultural, but we live in this country. And I think there's got to be an understanding, you know, we've got to work together, live together, and walk together. And once we do that, then I think this country is going to be a better place.
Now, in a slightly different direction, the first State of Origin game is on tonight at Suncorp Stadium. And fittingly, DC has just launched the Deadly Maroons in partnership with Queensland Rugby League, as well as the Deadly Blues with New South Wales Rugby League. So, PJ, how awesome is it to see Deadly Choices reaching beyond state lines?
Yeah, it is incredible, but it's also a sense of what Deadly Choices is about. It's not about Southeast Queensland. It's for everyone. It's for every First Nations people to actually get involved and be empowered about making those choices of being healthy, exercising, eating the right foods, and not smoking. So again, this is what the Deadly Choices program does. It sort of says, look, we don't look at borders, we look at every single individual. They've got the opportunity to be empowered to make the right choice. And of course, this partnership, of course, it's going to be a powerful when we know that there's, you know, New South Wales and Queensland, there's a great rivalry, but there's great passion, there's great understanding that we come together. And of course, hopefully in the messaging, especially with the new Deadly Maroon shirt and of course the New South Wales shirt, it's actually saying, well, hang on, we also can make a good choice for ourselves and make a healthier choice, even if we're watching sport or footy, and we can choose.
Yeah, that's it. And it just goes to show what a great platform, you know, again, what a great platform sport is for reaching community, as you had said before. So,
yeah, sport in Australian culture is huge. And again, you know, we have the role models, but again, it's putting that message across to everyone that if you have the right information, you have the right education, and you have the right role models, then change and stigma and, of course, effectively, we change our lives in the right way.
Look, now Nathan Appo from the DC team was at the Maroons camp earlier this week and caught up with David Fifita for a yarn about what it means to represent Queensland and his own community here at Inala. So at only 19 years old, he is an Indigenous All-Stars representative and is about to make his debut with the Queensland Maroons. So let's take a listen.
Hey young guys, Nathan Appo here for Deadly Choices TV. I'm here joined with David Fifita in the Origin camp. How are you, lad?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks.
Who's your mob? Where are you from?
Oh, so I'm Torres Strait Islander and Tongan background. I come from Ti in a small island called Badu up in Torres Straits. And on my dad's side, Tongan, I come from Vavau in a small island in Tonga.
Right, congratulations on making the team. Must be exciting to be able to run out there Wednesday night, represent your mob and all your family and your community.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it's always been a dream of mine, you know, to put on the jersey. You know, us young fellas always watching Origin boys play on TV, sitting around the couch and then on TV. But yeah, it's it means a lot to me, you know, represent my family, where I come from. Grew up in Inala, so yeah, heaps of black fellas there, as you know, represent all the people back there and where I'm from. But yeah, I'm out in Ipswich now, Redbank Plains, so yeah, always remember my roots. But yeah, I'm a very proud person and proud of my culture.
Inala boy, 4077.
77, that's it.
Brothers, you know, we've been doing a bit of work with you with the Brisbane Broncos and now the Origin. So it must be great to have an Indigenous organisation like Deadly Choices linking up with the Queensland Rugby League to, you know, create some incentives for our mob and preach about those messages of living a healthy life.
You know, that's the big thing, you know, getting our word across everyone out there as blackfellas in the community. But yeah, I've done a little bit of work with the Deadly Choices program before the Broncos and with Steve Renoff and stuff, doing filming stuff with some of the lads there. But yeah, no, it's good, you know, to get our message out there for people, you know. Anything's possible, you know, like for myself growing up, it was really hard, you know, we didn't have that much growing up in a rough situation as young blackfellas that I can, you know, relate to him, why what I've been through and like what they're going through now. But yes, just keep your head focused and just keep going all the way.
I guess that's what it's about. You know, Deadly Choices, it's about empowering young people and our community to make healthy choices through leadership and role models. And I guess you're a perfect example of that.
Yeah, that's it. You know, I always try to do my best for the community. Like, I want people to look up to me as a black fella, you know, coming from where I come from, and anything's possible. Like, you get the right people around you, support, and just hang around the right crowd, and anything's possible.
Now, tell me, do you like the shirts? Uncle Sid Domick designed the shirts. Sid Domick. So, you go in, complete a 715 health check, and you receive your shirt. Not too bad, eh?
Yeah, no, Sid was my coach for the Murrays, Cleveland under 16 Murrays. Yeah, we went over to New Zealand and Fiji. So, it's pretty deadly, you know.
Not bad, eh? You can have that one.
Thank you. Thanks, Sid.
So when you make a healthy choice, you make a deadly choice. What's your deadly choice that keeps you fit and healthy? Obviously, you got the physique of the Hulk.
Nah.
And, you stay fit and healthy. But what's a deadly choice that you do that keeps you fit and healthy?
Oh, my deadly choice is just to probably drink plenty of water, just sip on it. Probably every day and every now and then. But, yeah, just eat some veggies and fruit every now and then, and just your meat. But try to stay away from, the fast food. Yeah, that's me.
How good is that? Dave Fafita, Nathan Apo, make a healthy choice, make a deadly choice, get into your local Aboriginal health service, complete a 715 health check, and be deadly like Davia.
Thank you.
PJ, sounds like Fafita is a huge advocate of Deadly Choices' key messages. Do you agree that making these healthy choices at a young age can make all the difference?
It's crucial, especially at a young age. We need to have those role models and those messages and the right information to allow us to live longer. And again, we talk about closing the gap, but that's what Deadly Choice is about. And especially with, our role models, especially our sport role models, they have a huge influence over the kids and what they do and what they say. And all power to our, role models, especially, with the David Fafita coming out and actually being one of the advocates, because he can change people's lives, because some kids might want to be like him. And what he says and what he does is really powerful for the change, of people, especially in the sense of what Deadly Choices stands for. It's all about empowerment and making healthier choices.
That's wonderful. And he's now using his position to empower mob to do the same. So, and you're out in the community doing that every day yourself. So thank you for all the hard work you do. So you're going to the game tonight, I assume, or yes, no?
No, I won't be, unfortunately, but I'll be there in spirit and wearing the Queensland jersey, of course, sitting back and watching the game. And, of course, hopefully it's going to be a close game. But, of course, I'm going to hope that Queensland, of course, wins at home, Suncorp Stadium. It's going to be incredible to watch. And it's just that buzz of adrenaline that it's going to be something special to be a part of.
Oh, wonderful. All right. Well, look, thank you so much for your time. It's actually been a really, really inspirational and deadly interview. And I know you've been really busy and we've had to catch you on the phone. So once again, thank you for your time. But before you go, can you tell us what your deadly choice is?
Eating yogurt, blueberries and bananas for breakfast. So that's what fueled me to be the fastest person in this country. So not saying you're going to run as fast as me, but if you make the healthy choice, then of course you're going to be better off for yourself and your family. So make a daily choice, make a healthy choice.
Thanks again, Patrick, and take care and hope to catch you again soon.
Thank you very much.
Okay, so up to now the upcoming DC events. School holidays are coming up, so keep the kids active this break by registering for the Junior Murray Carnival happening in July from the 1st to the 3rd at South Pine Sporting Complex, Brendale. And David Fafita actually played in the Queensland Murray under 16 team, so it's a great opportunity for our kids. And following that is the Murray Carnival on July from the 5th to the 6th at the brand new Queensland Netball Centre in Nathan. Remember, in order to participate in any of these events, you must be up to date with your 715 health check. And at the moment, you can get that Queensland Maroons shirt, I believe. So get onto it. So get your 715 to make sure you get your Deadly Choices shirt. Lastly, don't let the flu get you this winter. Head to your local AMS for a free flu shot and walk out with a Deadly Choices beanie or scarf. Thanks for tuning in, and catch us next week on Wednesday at 6 p.m. for your next Deadly Choices episode.
Deadly Choices Radio. A show encouraging mob to make healthy choices, from stop smoking, eating good food, exercising daily, and getting a health check for themselves and their family. Featuring Deadly Choices ambassadors, the Healthy Lifestyle Mob, and many more. So tune in to Deadly Choices after 6 p.m. each Wednesday and on demand at 989fm.com.au.